The state of Nevada will not execute Scott Dozier tonight. It was set to be the first execution in the state in a dozen years, and officials were planning on using a never-before-used drug combination that includes the controversial opioid fentanyl. But another drug in that cocktail was midazolam, a sedative that has been used in a number of botched executions. And the maker of midazolam, a company called Alvogen, sued because they did not want their drug to be used in this execution. And today, a judge sided with the company. Gianna Taboni is a correspondent for Vice on HBO, and she's been following the story. She joins me now from Ely, Nevada. Gianna, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me, Tanzina.
Give us a sense, what was Alvogen arguing here?
So Alvogen was essentially saying that the state of Nevada illegally purchased their drug. They purchased the drug through Cardinal Health. Alvogen alleges that they had told the director of NDOC that they did not want their drug used in this execution. And they're arguing that the state went ahead and purchased the drug from Cardinal Health. The state says they did everything legally, that that company cannot prevent them from using this drug in this execution.
Did the judge give a reason why they sided with the drug maker, or?
Yes, yeah, so the judge has issued the temporary restraining order that Alvogen had requested, saying this isn't an issue of a stay. This is an issue of the plaintiff's right to decide not to do business with someone. They feel like if they did business with the state of Nevada, that would essentially associate them with executions, which they have been very clear that they did not create this drug in order for it to be used in lethal injections. So the NDOC said they cannot move forward with this execution without midazolam. They said they'd only move forward with a three-drug combination. So Scott Dozier will not be executed tonight.
And like we said earlier, the drug cocktail the state was planning to use also included fentanyl, and other critics were sounding the alarm about that as well as midazolam, right?
That's correct. All three drugs have been controversial for different reasons. It just so happens that midazolam was the drug that the manufacturer of just stood up and said, we're going to pursue legal action. We need an opportunity to present evidence to, you know, essentially force the state to not use our drug.
So give us some background on Scott Dozier. What was the case that got him on death row?
Scott Dozier was convicted of two murders. He was also convicted of dismembering those bodies. It's a brutal case. He's been on death row for more than 10 years. He waived his rights to appeal about 2 years ago. So he's actually volunteered to be executed, which is pretty rare. Only one in 10 death row inmates do that. But it's taken the state of Nevada, you know, again, almost 2 years to basically find a way to execute him. And I think that points to the larger discussion about, you know, we have the death penalty in more than 30 states, but states are sort of, you know, struggling to get their hands on these drugs in order to execute these inmates.
And are they doing it so that with the assumption that these are more humane ways of carrying out an execution?
That's the idea. You know, the idea is that the gas chamber, the electric chair, the firing squad is too brutal. But what some, you know, congressmen would say, what Scott Dozier definitely says, is lethal injection is just whitewashing the brutality of a state murdering a citizen. And so that's been a strong opinion in this conversation. And I think the question, especially with all of these botched executions, is this really a more humane way of executing somebody?
You talked with Scott Dozier on Monday, and here's a piece of that interview.
Do you think you deserve the death penalty?
No, I don't, though, actually. However, I think that if Jeremiah Miller's family really thinks I killed him, they should have the opportunity to kill me. And so I guess maybe I do believe to some extent in an eye for eye. I mean, I know how I would respond if somebody killed somebody I loved and I was sure they did it.
So based on your talk, what can you tell us about Dozier?
Scott is a really interesting person. You know, he's very easy to get along with. He is kind when you're in person with him. He's funny. He's smart. Whenever I have asked him, did you kill Jason Green? Did you kill Jeremiah Miller? He has always maintained his innocence. He has always said, I did not do that. But he finds ways to sort of incriminate himself in that, you know, segment there. He's talking about killing somebody who killed one of his family members. You know, when I said at a different point, do you think you deserve this? He said, maybe I do deserve this. So he kind of goes back and forth. And it's interesting to hear him have a little bit of remorse, you know, talking about how he wants the best for the victim's family. He wants them to get closure out of his execution, but still maintains that he was not the person that killed their son.
Gianna Taboni is a correspondent for Vice on HBO, and she's been reporting from Nevada. Gianna, thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.